Good morning. Welcome to the program. My name is Charles Rose. I work with the Church of Christ at Lincoln, Missouri. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study or Sunday school classes, 10:30 for our worship hour, Sunday evening worship at 5 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you visit all of these services. Study God's Word with us. Our plea is simple. Let's teach only the things that we find in the Bible itself. And all of the doctrines of men that have been written through the centuries, lay aside. Let's just go back to the Scriptures. And in doing this, we can restore Christianity as Jesus designed it. We simply urge everyone to take their Bible, study their Bible, believe what they learn, and be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to heaven or I'm going to heaven. We'd love to have you come and study with us. We also offer absolutely free Bible studies that you can take through the mail. To enroll in one of these studies, or should you have a question of anything that you hear on this program, just write it on a piece of paper and send it to the Church of Christ, P.O. Box 137, Lincoln, Missouri, 65338. We'd love to hear from you. In Ephesians 4, verse 5, your Bible says that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, within the context of that passage, the Bible gives seven things in which the one God mentioned in verse 6 will accept. Now, there may be many things in our world that man calls by these names, but God still accepts only the one mentioned here, the one that he has taught in his holy word, the Bible. So I want us to focus this morning on the one baptism of Ephesians 4, verse 5. Now, there are certain religions where they sprinkle a little water on a person. Very often, it's a newborn babe. They call it baptism. There are others who will take a cup of water and pour it over a person's head, and they call it baptism. And yet your Bible teaches that there's only one form that is acceptable to the Lord, and these other forms may be accepted by many people. They are accepted by many people today, but it's important for us to find out if God approves of it. You know, just because something is widely practiced does not make it right in the sight of the Lord. If it goes against your Bible, it's going against God. Again, there's one baptism, Ephesians 4, verse 5. That verse was penned by a Holy Spirit-inspired apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does not lie. The same apostle devotes part of the sixth chapter of his letter to the Christians in Rome describing this one baptism. After reminding the Romans how they had been baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, Romans 6 verse 3, he shows how they had put away their old sinful life, that old man of sin, and they had taken symbolically that old man of sin, put him to death, and buried him in the grave called baptism. And they had been raised from that watery grave with Christ to walk in the newness of life. Romans 6 verse 4. Then alluding to their baptism, he says, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Romans 6 verse 17. And notice he says, you obeyed the form of the doctrine delivered. Well, the form of doctrine is found in verse 4 of Romans 6. The form that says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, what was the form that we obeyed? Well, the doctrine taught by the apostles and holy writers of your New Testament was the doctrine of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The form of that doctrine is the believer's death to sin, his burial in the watery grave with Christ, and his resurrection from that watery grave as Christ was buried and was resurrected from the tomb to walk a new life. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, we're told that the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection according to the scriptures. Not according to man, but according to the scriptures. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That explains why in every instance in your Bible, when one's baptism is being described, both the baptizer and the one being baptized had to go down into the water and come up out of it. We see this in Acts chapter 8, when Philip was teaching the Ethiopian eunuch. They went both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. He baptized him, and when they were come up out of the water, the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Our Lord's own baptism by John the Baptist in Matthew 3:16 tells us that Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. The fact that baptism form is a complete burial, immersed completely beneath the water, explains why it was necessary for John to be baptizing in Anon near to Salem, because there was much water there. John 3:23. John had to go to that place in order to find enough water to immerse the candidates of baptism. Now, if he were going to just sprinkle them with a little water or pour a cup of water over their head, he could have done that from a pan of water at home. He wouldn't have had to journey to another location where there was much water there. Your New Testament was written in Greek, the common language of Jesus' day. What did the word itself mean to the people of that time when they heard it used? Well, Greek scholars explained to us that the word baptized in the New Testament comes from a Greek word that means to dip, to immerse, to submerge completely, to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to make clean with water. When we open our Bible and read what God's inspired writers said, we see that sprinkling or pouring is not the form of baptism that God demands. It's not acceptable to God as baptism, because the word baptize was not used by Christ and his apostles to mean sprinkling or pouring. It was always, without exception, used to mean immersion, and it was described as a burial with Christ into his death to be resurrected as he was resurrected. The person being baptized must go down into the water, come up out of the water in the likeness of Christ's own burial and resurrection from the grave. Have you been buried in baptism as Jesus demands? If not, we would love to have you come and study God's Word, see what it says. If you have a question on this or any religious question, just contact us. The Lincoln Church of Christ, P.O. Box 137, Lincoln, Missouri, 65338. Let's follow God's teaching. Let's go to heaven together. We can do it. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.